Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. As always, I'm your host, Thomas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight's episode is supported by our friends at BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or holding you back in some way? Whatever you're experiencing, if it doesn't feel right, the very best thing that we can do is to talk to someone. BetterHelp is there for you. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It is a secure online professional counseling service available to clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/getsleepy. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 US states. And right now there's a special offer for our Get Sleepy listeners of 10% off your first month when you go to betterhelp.com/getsleepy. Now, don't forget that you can hear even more Get Sleepy stories and meditations by subscribing to our supporters feed. It's called Get Sleepy Premium. We are so determined to help as many people as possible get a better night's rest, and we want to keep the podcast on the air for a long time to come. Now, that simply isn't possible without the help of our sponsors and of our supporting listeners who subscribe to the premium feed. We are so grateful to everyone who's signed up already. And if you are interested and want to learn more about Get Sleepy Premium, go to our website at getsleepy.com/support, or simply use the link in the show notes to find out more. Tonight's story is narrated by yours truly, and it's an enchanting tale about a prince who sets out to explore the world and ends up on an adventure to find an elusive creature. First though, give yourself the time you need to transition from the busier happenings of the day into the restful stillness of the night. You have no more responsibilities to fulfill at this time, except for a little self-care. So be gentle and kind to yourself, and feel a sense of contentment for this time to rest and recuperate. And as you feel that settling warmth of contentment, you can now just visualize a single ray of warm sunlight. This ray of light brings warmth and relaxation to whatever it touches, dissolving any tension and bringing relief. So, firstly, imagine this ray of light shining just on your toes. It feels warm. It creates space and ease as it begins to spread through your feet and up your legs, to your waist and your hips, so that all of your lower body is now enveloped in its warmth. These nourishing rays of sunshine melt away any discomfort. They continue spreading across your abdomen, up to your chest, and over your back, moving into the shoulders, down the arms, and then reaching your hands and fingers. Feel its glow and feel each part of your body softening and sinking into bed. Now it spreads over your neck and your throat, massaging your vocal cords. And finally, the light washes over your head and face, covering every inch of your body. You can feel entirely relaxed and renewed. So now you are ready to let your mind drift to a long forgotten time, where a kingdom with a marble castle lies nestled deep in the countryside. Here a gentle breeze echoes over hills and valleys, and the sweet scent of jasmine permeates the air. Once upon a time, in a land where pixies sprinkled their magic across the rolling hills, there lived a king and a queen. He was wise and bold, like the sun. She was calm and mysterious, like the moon. Despite their rank and considerable power, the king and queen didn't behave like typical royalty. They took off their shiny crowns and opened their hearts and home to everyone in the kingdom. For them, every moment shared was precious. Every smile was a reason to smile back. They valued people and listen to them, not only to reply, but to understand. Needless to say, the royal pair was well loved. From sunrise to sunset, the king and queen surrounded themselves with people. But then, when the stars filled the night sky, each enjoyed their time alone. One beautiful summer night, when everyone at the castle was sleeping, the queen decided to go for a walk. She tiptoed out of the royal chambers and waltzed gracefully through the marble rooms and empty corridors. The full moon shone through every window, as if it wanted to guide her outside. Under the indigo sky, the air was warm and carried the rich scent of jasmine. The delicate white blossoms bloomed from every corner of the kingdom. Enjoying the fragrant air, the queen headed towards a nearby lake. Her flowing hair covered her shoulders, and a long nightgown draping from her body waved slowly in the wind. As if celebrating her arrival, a band of crickets chirped in unison. A few frogs with shy croaks also joined the peaceful melody. The lake was small, yet very clear. Shining above it, the silver moon rested, surrounded by a million stars. The queen walked slowly around the lake, observing the world through its mirror-like surface. Like a caring parent, an old willow tree leaned over the crystalline water. The queen gazed at it in admiration. The tree had a thick trunk and broad branches. These dangling arms caressed the lake, as if trying to gently lull it to sleep. Moved by this lovely image, the queen sat beneath the protective cover of the tree and watched her own reflection rippling in the water. The shape of her face morphed and changed every so often, as a passing breeze sent tiny waves across the surface. The sight was mesmerizing and drew her in like a moth to a light. As one set of ripples flowed over her reflection, she saw the face of a young man. It looked like her, but it wasn't her. And when the ripples had passed, the young man's face remained. Just then, a bright star fell from the sparkling sky. Noticing it in the pure reflection of the lake, the queen looked up and followed its path to the ground. It fell toward her, closer and closer with each second. Without a sound or a splash, it landed in the lake, directly on the forehead of the young man. The queen paused, wondering if what she'd witnessed was real or imagination. Then, a gust of wind arrived, disrupting the stillness of the lake and washing away the face of the young man. The breeze caressed her skin, and the queen felt her body growing heavy. Overcome by a sudden drowsiness, she lied down beneath the old willow tree to rest for a while. The soft grass was filled with dormant flowers. A nightingale finished its song. Smiling, the queen closed her dreaming eyes and enjoyed the comforting silence. In the warm, protective moonlight, her body relaxed. Her mind was at peace. And soon, she drifted off to sleep. The next day, the queen awoke, rested, and energized. She didn't remember any dreams, just the star that fell from the sky and landed on the image of the young man in the lake. She walked back slowly to the castle. Around her, the green grass sparkled with precious drops of morning dew. Days and weeks passed, and life carried on as usual in the kingdom. Soon, the queen's belly grew, and the wonderful news that the royal couple would have a child spread. Everyone in the kingdom was full of joy to hear this. 9 months later, when the day turned into night, the queen gave birth to a baby boy. The first time she held him in her arms, the queen was amazed. His skin was soft, his eyes were deep, and in the middle of his forehead, there was a beautiful, bright star. They named the young prince Adrian. For an entire week, the kingdom celebrated the adorable new family member. There were parades, songs and dances, and the finest food and drink. The baby received gifts from generous fairies and best wishes from neighboring lands. And so, the happy kingdom was even happier than before. From the moment he was born, the queen knew that Adrian was unlike other babies. And it wasn't only due to the star shining on his forehead. The prince grew in 1 month, like other children would in a year. Soon enough, he was crawling around the castle and learned how to walk and talk. Adrian's childhood was filled with laughter. His teenage years were just as lively. He had many friends and went on extraordinary adventures. And in between all of that, he learned how to be a leader. The older he got, the clearer it was. The prince was bright, abnormally strong, and just like his parents, he treated everyone with love and respect. As an only child, Adrian knew that one day he would inherit the throne. But before he followed his parents' footsteps, he wanted to learn more about life and the world beyond the kingdom's borders. He often wondered if all forests were green, if people differed from one kingdom to another, and what challenges he'd face if he left his beloved home. On his 20th birthday, Adrian decided that it was time to stop dreaming and actually explore the world. The king and queen beamed with pride. Their son was a passionate man with boundless curiosity. "Take your time to appreciate the world around you," his parents said, while bidding him farewell. Adrian packed a small flute and a set of clean clothes. Then, with a smile on his face and the star on his forehead shining brightly, he left his home. Once he passed the city walls, the cobblestone streets were replaced by earthen paths, and the supportive cheers from his kingdom faded away. For the first time in his life, Adrian was all alone. He admired the raw colours, the intense smells, and nature's calming music. which effortlessly filled the air. Rivers flowed, babbling steadily. The grass and trees rustled in the wind. Insects buzzed from flower to flower. Filled with delight, Adrian reached for his flute, playing his part in the song of nature. It was an old wooden instrument with four tiny holes spread across its length. Whenever Adrian played his flute, he forgot about everything else. His breath transformed into cheerful sounds, and each melody was pure, like heartfelt laughter. The river slowed its rushing waters and listened to his song. The wind held its breath. Even the eagles flying high above the clouds learned about the prince's arrival. With his joyful songs and curious heart, Adrian wandered far and wide. Over months of travelling, he visited new kingdoms, met new people, and learned about their customs and beliefs. He crossed the tallest mountains, bathed in the salty ocean, and slept in flowering fields. Throughout his journey, Adrian missed his family, but he also treasured his new experiences. Not a day went by without Adrian remembering his parents' advice. Every step of the way, he paid attention to the things around him. He quickly discovered that this opened his mind, humbled him, and filled him with gratitude. One day, while crossing an arid plain, Adrian noticed a fallen mosquito. With slow, helpless moves, the tiny insect struggled to get out of the scorching sun. Despite its efforts, it found no shade. Adrian could see that dry land spread in every direction. The poor creature would find no respite here. The mosquito had long, thin legs and a set of tired wings. Although its charcoal eyes were microscopic, Adrian could feel that they were pleading for help. Without a moment's hesitation, he carefully lifted it into his cupped hand. Carrying the mosquito, he travelled for miles until he finally reached the edge of a beautiful forest. It was lush, vibrant, and green, filled with soaring trees almost as tall as the sky. Here there was shade and cool, fresh air. A rich smell of wood and damp soil permeated all. As he walked down the dirt path, Adrian slowed down. Dry twigs crunched under his feet, and a woodpecker knocked in the distance. He gazed up at the dense canopy. The leaves slowly trembled in the wind. Hoping that the mosquito would feel better in the forest, he placed it on a fallen leaf by a creek. At first, the insect stood still, as if trying to get its bearings. Then, feeling refreshed after a long rest, it buzzed its wings, flying higher and higher until it landed on the prince's nose. "Thank you, my friend," the mosquito said in its tiny voice. One day, I will repay you for your kindness. Adrian smiled and said goodbye to the little companion he'd made. The mosquito flew away, and its high-pitched voice disappeared into the forest's lively hum. The sun was ready to set. Its last golden rays broke through infinite rows of trees. Adrian continued his journey, curious where the evening would lead him. When the day turned into night, Adrian reached a beautiful clearing. In the heart of it sat a quaint house with a thatched roof. Next to the house stood a colourful flower garden with a mesmerising smell. Though it was night time, all of the flowers were in bloom. Glowing pixies with minuscule baskets gathered around each plant to collect the golden pollen. Once in their baskets, the pollen sparkled and turned into magic dust. The pixies giggled gingerly when Adrian arrived, with a smile filled with intrigue. He'd only watched them for a moment when he heard the sweetest of all voices. A young woman sat on the porch, glowing under the moonlight. She wore a long white dress and a crown made of daisies. Adrian couldn't help but notice that a shining star graced the middle of her forehead. "Welcome," she whispered. "My name is Anna." Her voice was soft and pure, but carried through the night air without disturbance, as though nature wanted to spread her words. For a moment, Adrian fell silent, stunned by her ethereal beauty. His heart beat so loudly that Anna could hear it herself. She smiled shyly and gestured for him to take a seat. Captivated by the star on her forehead and the deep eyes that stared intently into his, Adrian listened to her story. They talked the entire night and quickly recognized that they had much to learn from one another. When the first sun rays twinkled between the trees, Anna talked about a magical horse that she had as a child. The two played endlessly and shared wonderful moments together. As the horse grew up, giant broad wings sprouted on either side of its mane. It tried over and over to fly, galloping across meadows at full speed and leaping into the air. But it never succeeded at taking off, until one night, when the moon was full and the night sky was clear, it leaped and flapped its wings, rising with the wind, all the way to the farthest reaches of the atmosphere, where it began to graze on the brightest stars. Anna watched it from the ground, hoping it would return home at the end of the night. But the horse got lost among the night sky, and it had never returned. Adrian could feel the sadness in Anna's eyes as she told the story. When she finished, he took her hand and declared that he would find her horse. A look of happiness bloomed in her eyes. He didn't know where to find a magic horse, but the thought of bringing joy to Anna filled him with persistence and desire. Before he left, Anna told him that an old woman across the land tamed magic horses. Maybe she could help. Rumors told that she lived in a small, windowless hut with a roof made of moss, where the ocean's foamy waves wash over a sandy beach. Adrian thanked Anna for the insight and promised to return soon. As the sun peaked over the forest, the prince set out. Like always, he played his flute as he walked, but his songs were even happier than before. The birds in the forest whistled along. The trees swayed slowly, and curious animals came out to say hello. A new energy filled the air, as though spring had sprung overnight. By the end of the day, Adrian reached the edge of the forest. In front of him, an infinite ocean covered the horizon in all directions. Loud, whooshing waves touched the land. He took a deep breath in and enjoyed the salty breeze. The sun descended into the water, with its fiery glow reflecting on the deep blue sea. Adrian walked slowly. As he approached the water, the hard earth turned to sand. Seashells were scattered all on the beach. He smiled when he brought one up to his ear. Even the smallest seashell captured the ocean's voice. Just before the sky welcomed starlight, Adrian noticed a small hut standing atop a sand dune by the ocean. Like in Anna's description, it had a roof made of moss and windowless walls. Behind it, the sound of horses neighing echoed from a red wooden stable. Adrian approached the hut and knocked on the door 3 times. Footsteps pattered across the wooden floor inside. The door opened with a long creaking noise, revealing the kind face of an old woman. She had long, white hair and a face with deep wrinkles. Her smile indicated that she was happy to receive a visitor. Since she was about to have dinner, she asked Adrian to join her. Over dinner, Adrian talked about the kingdom where he grew up, about his traveling adventures, and about the young woman whose horse he'd set out to find. The old woman smiled, listening intently, while watching the crackling fire in front of her. She offered to help him. She had 7 magic horses. They were rare animals, and so, when they graced the sky, others from around the world would come to join. If Adrian wanted to find Anna's lost horse, he could take her horses out to graze, and Anna's would surely join. "But be careful," the woman advised. These horses are the freest of all beings. They gallop on the night sky and nibble on the brightest stars. She warned him that their hearts were untamed, their spirits agile like the wind. Adrian thanked the old woman and followed her to the stables. The sky had transformed into a blanket full of stars. A thin white moon shone faintly above the ocean. All seven horses were as dark as the night. They nickered excitedly when their owner set them free. Once the woman opened the gate, all seven of them broke into a furious gallop, spread their wings, and rose until they reached the star-freckled sky. There, they started grazing, moving slowly from one silver star to another. Adrian enjoyed stargazing, but never thought that some creatures would feed upon the constellations. He walked back on the beach and found a comfortable spot on the sand. Laying flat on his back, he gazed at the horses in the sky, watching for others to arrive. A gentle breeze caressed his skin. The foaming waves rippled back and forth. In the tranquility of the night, Adrian felt his eyelids getting heavy. And, thinking about Anna and the beautiful forest clearing, Adrian drifted off to sleep. The prince awoke at the crack of dawn. Above him, the pale blue, and the seven horses were nowhere in sight. Adrian searched the beach and returned to the stables, but couldn't find them anywhere. He played his flute, hoping that the soothing melody would call them back. But nothing worked. He didn't know what to do. Not only had he missed the chance to return Anna's horse, but he may have lost the old woman's magical creatures as well. He sat in the sand, pondering what to do, when suddenly a loud buzzing sound emanated from the forest. It was much louder than the crashing waves. When he turned to look closer, a pack of magic horses galloped out of the forest at full speed. Behind them, a massive swarm of mosquitoes drove them towards the red stable. As the cloud of mosquitoes drew closer, Adrian recognized a familiar voice. The mosquito he'd carried into the forest was returning the favor. Adrian smiled gratefully and made way for the stable, opening the door just in time for the horses to gallop inside. With the horses corralled, the swarm of mosquitoes turned and disappeared back into the forest. Adrian sent a heartfelt thank you to his winged friend into the morning air. The old woman appeared at the barn with a cheerful grin. "That was a close call," she said with a wink. "That horse isn't one of mine," she continued, pointing to a stallion in the corner of the barn. Adrian turned and noticed for the first time that there were now 8 magical horses. He moved closer to the one off by itself. It had the same deep eyes as Anna. It must be hers, he thought, as he stroked the creature's shining fur. He thanked the old woman for her help. If she ever needed anything, he would gladly return the favor. After they said their goodbyes, Adrian climbed on the horse's back. He petted its flowing mane and gently whispered their destination in its ear. The horse neighed in agreement. Then, spreading its broad wings, it lifted off, soaring over the ocean and the emerald green forest. The feeling of flying was miraculous. The world seemed brand new from such heights. Flocks of birds danced around them, singing with joy. Within moments, a clearing in the middle of the forest appeared. Adrian pointed the horse toward it. As Anna's little house came into view, the magical creature flapped its wings with a newfound energy. It had found its long-lost home. Anna waited in the garden, surrounded by forget-me-nots in full bloom. The small blue flowers were adorned by dancing butterflies. The sound of a flute and flapping wings reached her ears. She looked up to find Adrian landing in the meadow atop a beautiful horse. The magical creature trotted right over and nuzzled its face into Anna's outstretched arms. Nature seemed to pause in this moment of pure joy. Even the pixies darting around the garden flew over to watch. Anna thanked the prince for his help and generosity. He smiled, simply being glad to bring joy to both her and the beautiful animal. That afternoon, the two climbed on the horse's back and returned to Adrian's kingdom. They circled the land, sprinkling a basket of pixie dust across every inch. Fields of grain and fruit suddenly exploded in size and ripeness. Cheers rang out from every home as the magical horse landed on the cobblestone path leading up to the castle. The kingdom, happier than ever, celebrated Adrian's return. Anna's horse got a giant red stable of its own, surrounded by a field of tall grass and wildflowers. Each night thereafter, the two led the magical creature out of the kingdom, past the protection of its walls, to the crystal clear lake. They relaxed under the arms of the old willow tree, gazing into the pure reflection of the night sky, where the horse grazed on the brightest stars. After eating its fill, the horse always returned to the kingdom that it now called home. When the land is dark, lit only by the silver moon, and the scent of jasmine travels through the air, you can still spot the winged creature galloping across the night sky.